From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. President Trump repeatedly praised Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte on Monday, virtually ignoring discussion of Duterte's human rights record and carrying out thousands of extrajudicial killings in his war against drug suspects. The White House said human rights briefly came up in the context of the Philippines' fight against illegal drugs, as Trump met for 40 minutes with Duterte in Manila. But Duterte's spokesman disputed that account, saying there was no mention of human rights. There was no mention of extra-legal killings. Rights groups had called on Trump to end his five-nation Asian trip with a statement condemning Duterte's killing of drug suspects in a far-reaching campaign. In Washington, Republican Senator John McCain, a frequent Trump critic, said in a Twitter comment, "Human rights obviously not a priority in POTUS's meeting with Duterte again. Sad." South Korea's military said Monday that a North Korean soldier was shot and wounded by his fellow soldiers while defecting to South Korea. The statement said the defection took place at Panmunjom, the truce village located inside the demilitarized zone that separates the two countries. Lebanon's Prime Minister Saad Hariri said he plans to return to his country from Saudi Arabia within days. He announced his surprise resignation about a week ago, warning the country was at risk of sanctions over Iran-backed Hezbollah's meddling in conflicts such as Yemen. And a Saudi-led coalition says it will reopen some airports and seaports in Yemen to allow in humanitarian aid. This is VOA News. Rescuers in Iran.